The Barre, Massachusetts Museum Association will begin the process of returning objects that once belonged to Indigenous people. The agreement came after Native leaders from South Dakota visited the museum this month to lay claim to their ancestors' belongings. Nancy Cohen reports the process has taken decades.
Renee and Manny Ironhawk from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and Chief Henry Red Cloud, who represents the Oglala Lakota, are standing outside the public library, which houses the tiny Barre Museum. Before going in, they smudge, burning sage to purify themselves out of respect for the ancestors whose items they're about to see.
I shared a smudge with everybody, all the light-skinned people that are here.
Red Cloud believes items in the museum were taken off the bodies of Native people who were killed by white soldiers in Wounded Knee, South Dakota in 1890. Hundreds were massacred, including Manny Ironhawk's grandfather, Ghost Horse. Ironhawk says their ancestors are with them.
I do believe they're here today, waiting for their items to return. I am glad today, very happy. I'm also sad spiritually, but these things are coming to the right way now.
Native people have come here since the early 1990s trying to get things back. The museum has more than 200 items, not all Native, in dimly lit glass cabinets. Some may have been treated with arsenic to preserve them, so handling them is complicated. Before the pandemic, the museum was open 6 times a year. Ann Malis, president of the Barre Museum Association, says the objects were donated in the late 1800s by resident Frank Root.
Root was a showman. He played up the Wounded Knee massacre, unfortunately, as his shtick to get people to come and view the Native American artifacts.
Malis says there's documentation showing a lot of the items were sold to tourists by Lakota people. And she says some were mislabeled to engage the imaginations of visitors.
I highly doubt if they really are off the bodies of the people at Wounded Knee. But that nevertheless does not curb the awful tragedy that happened. We would like resolution to this. I've been dealing with this for over 20 years.
Malis says the museum has wanted to make sure they're dealing with the legal tribal council, but a resolution is in the works.
It's an honor for me to be here, to being able to view the, you know, collection across the street. But better yet, going to be able to take the items home.
Red Cloud says in the early 1990s, his cousins, uncle and aunts also visited Barre, trying to get things back. He says a lock of human hair, part of a scalp, was returned later that decade. He says when someone dies, a spirit-releasing ceremony has to take place.
And that didn't happen for the ancestors across the street over here. So we're going to make a way. The items are going to be going home, but it's going to take some, you know, time.
My grandma here, she survived the Wounded Knee massacre at the age of 10.
Manny Ironhawk holds up his grandmother's photograph to the crowd and tells her story of how her grandmother took care of her during the massacre.
Soon as the shooting started, your grandma grabs you by the hand and runs to the nearest ravine. Run, run, run. Because the cavalry is going to come after you. They're going to hunt you down and kill you.
Ironhawk's grandfather and his son were killed protecting their people.
So that's the trauma that we have today, the Wounded Knee descendants. There's a point we need to start healing, and it began today. Thank you.
Chief Red Cloud lists some of the things he saw in the museum that he believes it will return.
A ghost ant shirt. I saw moccasins of various sizes. I saw headgear representing our tribe. I saw clothing that our ancestors would have worn in that era.
He says he also saw human hair, part of a scalp. Museum Board President Ann Malis doubts that. She says some of the items are decorated with horse hair, but the museum, which has only about $300, will apply for grants to hire a specialist to evaluate the entire collection.
Anything that's clearly spiritually associated with a tribe or has human body parts, if there is anything left in the museum that has human body parts, we would repatriate it to the proper tribe or attempt to identify the proper tribe.
She says she wants to follow a federal repatriation law, even though she says the museum isn't bound by it. Mela says there's a certain amount of sadness about potentially breaking up the collection, but
if anything brings the Lakota Sioux people closure, if we have to give up some stuff, if that gets them one step closer to closing the trauma that they have suffered, I'm all for it.
Chief Red Cloud says it could be a year or more before items that belong to those massacred at Wounded Knee are returned. But on this day, he says, his spirit is happy. He sings a unity song honoring descendants and the people of Barrie and encouraging them to remind the museum to return the items. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.